Chapter 1. Breaking the Barriers of Defeat. When you have a great and difficult task, something perhaps almost impossible, if you only work a little at a time, every day a little, suddenly the work will finish itself. Isaac Dennison. There are many things we stop doing in life. You simply won't continue doing everything forever. At one point in your life, you may have worked out every day, and then gradually the workouts became less and less until you stopped altogether. You could have been working toward a master's degree, and then your kids came along, so you set it aside until you had more time. You started renovating the house in the hopes of selling it on the market for more cash, but with bigger obligations, you only completed half the work. As you let go of the projects and goals that once mattered, you opted in to take on different challenges. But did you give up on the goals that could have made a difference in your life? You could be looking back on the decisions you made and saying to yourself, "If only I had stuck with it." I know that feeling. It is regret, the ultimate tool of self-defeat. It crushes your drive and forces you into the arena of losers. If you convince yourself the past is your measure of success, you will make more of the same bad decisions. Gradually, by giving up on the things that matter, we are buying into the model of defeat. Looking back on the things you stopped doing, there were reasons for not following through. A lack of progress that made you frustrated and bored. You were too busy with other commitments. Or you just lost interest and pursued new ventures. But what happens when giving up becomes more of a habit than anything else? If you have a desire to pick up where you left off or start what you never started, where does that leave you right now? Moreover, do you know the reasons why you give up on things like creative hobbies, ambitious goals, or relationships? Not deciding to stick with your goal until it's completed leaves you open to giving up too soon before success. This way, you never finish anything. Rather, you end up with a long line of unfinished projects and abandoned plans. Keep in mind, it takes a strong level of focused concentration and resilience to see goals, projects, and tasks through to the end. We are busy people as well. So as much as we would like to accomplish everything and be super productive, we must be honest with ourselves about what can be achieved. Don't overcommit and take on too much, knowing you will just defeat your efforts in the end when it gets to be too much. You might have given up on something years ago that you now regret. You might want to come back to it again someday, but it is important to know why we abandoned our passion before it had a chance to grow. There are a lot of things I gave up over the years which I later came to regret. Some of these were playing tennis. I was a great player and dreamed of becoming a professional. Playing guitar. I tried for a couple months and gave it up. To this day, I still have a deep passion for playing music. Writing a book. I'm writing again now, but for 20 years I stopped writing, and it haunted me the entire time. Grade 10 math. I failed twice and gave up. I thought I couldn't do math, but I later learned I was wrong. Exercise. For years I went to the gym. Then, one day, I just stopped. Creating a financial portfolio. I started many times and never finished one. Pursuing work worth doing. Are you doing what you love? If not, why not? Did you give up trying and settle? More on this later. As soon as you know why you are defeated, you will place yourself in a better position to do something about it. Knowing why you failed is as important as recognizing how you failed. Total awareness of what defeats you is like taking your blindfold off. Now you can see what has been interfering with all your efforts. Understanding all the reasons you quit so readily can prevent you from throwing in the towel next time. Be aware of the obstacles that interfere with finishing what you set out to do. We will look at 7 reasons here, and throughout the book, you'll be able to pinpoint the areas in your own life where you give up before success. 7 barriers to living an undefeated lifestyle. 1. Trying to do it alone. Ever try to do something on your own and you couldn't continue? Maybe it was working, playing an instrument,